All right, we're looking at Matthew 22. Let me quickly get there in my Bible. All right, verse number 15. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him with his words. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully. You do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" And they said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. Let's pray. Lord, help us to enjoy our time together in chapel. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so most students, most 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds, most young people are embarrassingly ignorant when it comes to taxes. It's probably, ignorance really a kind word. Probably stupid is the best word to use to describe it. They're just bumbling idiots when it comes to this concept of taxes. And you'll hear them say very stupid things. So what I want to do is I just want to talk to you about this and treat you like you're adults, because in a couple of years, you are going to be paying taxes. And in fact, many of you are already paying taxes. And the reason we're in the financial mess that we are as a nation, and we are truly in a giant, colossal, mega mess, okay, is because of the ignorance or stupidity of the American voter. There's no other way around it. That's the bottom line. And you're supposed to be different. You're supposed to be educated at a private school. You're supposed to really know things that the average student at a public school doesn't know. And that's why we're going to talk about this today. Now, Jesus tells us as Christians that we're supposed to pay taxes. Very clear right here. Render to Caesar things that are Caesar's. Next slide. And there's the image that they say. Here it is, right here. This is the image. We see it. Render to them. Next slide. So, in what ways do U.S. citizens and residents pay taxes? Let's start brainstorming. Jacob, one. Comes out of your paycheck. We call those payroll taxes. Let's do another one.
Property
taxes. Another one.
Sales tax.
Very good. We're covering them down. Income taxes, payroll tax. Very similar. Anybody else? Because there's another way and we haven't identified it.
Tolls.
Absolutely. Tolls. Another one. What's that?
Payroll tax as well.
Yeah. Different fines, licenses, things like that. We're going to go through that. Next slide. The governments require many types of taxes. This is not just America. I'm sure in South Korea pay taxes as well, right? Right, Koreans, but everybody's got to pay taxes. Somehow this has got to come from somewhere. And that's where you'll hear the stupidity. And I'm not kidding you. You'll ask a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, do you think that college education should be expensive? No. All right, how should we lower it? Make the government pay more. And they have no concept where the money comes from. They act as though the federal government has this endless supply of money. They don't understand it comes from you. You pay that whatever they want. Next slide. So what is the North Carolina general sales tax percentage? Does anybody know? What's the North Carolina? It is not 7%. You're on the right track in your thinking. It's not 8%. Anyone else?
7.25%.
All right, 7.25% is the Cumberland County or the Fayetteville tax. Next slide. But the state tax is actually 4.75%. 4.75%.
And then each municipality or city adds an additional percentage on that. And you can see my chart on the right, depending upon where you live in the city, Apex, Asheville, Burlington, Cary, Chapel Hill, Charlotte, Concord, Durham, Fayetteville, you'll pay a higher or lower percentage based on where you live. So the state says, when you spend a dollar, when you spend $1, we want 4.75 cents of that, almost a nickel. And then the Cumberland County, the city of Fayetteville, says, we want 2 more cents. Now that really doesn't sound like a lot to you, right? 4 cents, 2 cents, all these pennies. But in reality, what happens? They add up. Next slide. So most recently, I bought a new television for my house, and this is the receipt on the television. The TV was $599, and the HDMI cable was $79. Can you imagine that? $79 for it? I was just almost just exasperated that the cable was that much. But then on top of that, I had to pay $47.60 in sales tax.
$50. That's the tax. That came out of my wallet. So it does add up. You don't realize how much you're paying. Next slide. All right, next one.
How about this one? Anyone know what the HUT is for? H-U-T? You want to know?
It's a highway usage tax. A highway usage tax. So you go buy your favorite Tundra. That's one that I would love to own. Check out those rims. They're probably about $1,000 a piece. And then you put an amazing truck on top of that thing, and you got $49,000. And you think, okay, that's all I got to pay. No, you got to come up with another $1,500
on top of that for the highway usage tax. But wait a minute, am I done? Am I finished at this point?
No.
Oh, wow, they want more money. What else do I now have to do to get that vehicle on the road?
I got to put some license plates on that. They're not going to let me drive without license plates. And you know, what's that? Yeah, I got to get those things, license plate tags, right? I got to get it registered. And I'm not even there yet. I got to put gas in that thing, and it is a gas hog. Okay? But I'm probably going to spend $500 in license tags and fees just to get it on the road. Again, taxes. So I buy a $49,000 truck, and I'm out the door, I'm probably at $2,000 just in taxes. In fact, the reality is you have no idea
as an adult how much you're going to pay in taxes. It's everywhere all the time. Next slide. This one is huge. This one is giant. Every time you go to the pump and fill up your whatever it is, you are paying huge taxes. Huge.
These taxes are normally called an excise tax, E-X-C-I-S-E. It's an additional tax that's put on particular things, in this case, gasoline. Next slide. Have you ever seen a sticker like this on a pump before? Sometimes you'll see these stickers on a pump. Anybody in the room at all ever seen a sticker like this? If you pay attention, then they let you know why gas is cheaper in South Carolina than it is in North Carolina. Anybody goes to Myrtle Beach, you cross that line, and you start looking, and the gas is cheaper. I always try to fill up all the way to the top I can on the way out to take advantage of it. You say, why in the world is it cheaper in one state than another state? The reason is each state adds a particular tax to each gallon of gas. So the federal government throws a tax on a gallon of gas, and then the state throws a tax on the gallon of gas. This sticker is a little bit old, but it says that the state of North Carolina adds 30 cents to every gallon of gas that you purchase. 30 cents. Next slide. So here's our national average as of, I think that's last year or the year before, I can't remember. Okay, let's look at it together. We're looking at a map. Over there in California, 65 or almost 66 cents of every gallon that what you spend, so you go to the pump, it's $2, 66 cents of that is a tax. 66 cents of every gallon. Go up to the state of Pennsylvania, and it's 70 cents. In our state, it's 54 cents. You drop down to South Carolina, it's 35 cents for a difference of 19 cents. Now you're getting a better understanding of why there is a difference in the cost of gas between North Carolina and South Carolina.
So at 50 cents a gallon or 55 cents a gallon, and I go pump 20 gallons of gas in my tank, how much have I just spent in taxes? Oh my goodness, this is a higher amount, isn't it? 56 cents times 20. Raise the turn in. Can I get out my smartphone? Did you say 70 cents? You're paying 56 cents on every gallon, and you're buying 20 gallons. Very good. Excellent. I would have done the exact same thing. Two quarters, right? What did you say? Yes, $11. $11. $11, I said. If you fill up once a week, in the month of January, $45. Month of January, February, you got $100. You're looking at $600 in taxes a year just on gas. Just on gas. The reality is the American public is absolutely clueless on how much they spend in taxes everywhere, all the time. And they don't even care about it. You say, what do you mean they don't care? How can I demonstrate that they don't care about it? About 60% of you will not vote. About 60% of you will be too lazy to vote. You won't care about the mayor. You won't care about the city council. You won't care about the state government. You don't think about state government. You don't care about state government. And yet the state government that you put into the office has a huge impact on the taxes you pay. There's a reason why California and Pennsylvania and New York have those crazy taxes. There's a reason. The politicians in those states believe that they know what to do with your money better than you know what to do with your money. And they're happy to take it away from you. And since well over half of you will not vote, so somewhere in the neighborhood of this whole section will not vote. You don't pay attention, you're ignorant, you don't know who's running for office, you don't care about their political platform, you just pay your taxes and apathetically, is that a word? Go through life. Just go through life. Next slide. Come on, it's not locked up, is it? So we said 20 gallons worth of gas is the equivalent of 11 bucks. Next slide. Here's one for you. The federal government or the state government or the community government has decided it's not a good thing for you to smoke. And so the way they're going to punish you for smoking is to levy a tax on that. To levy a tax on that. An excise tax.
That's an additional tax.
So in Chicago, as opposed to Louisville, Kentucky, you can go get a pack of smokes for under $5. Chicago, $13. You say, what in the world is the difference? It's the tax that the local government puts on that. Now, if you're a non-smoker, you're like, tax it to death. Right? You don't care. It doesn't impact you. But it's a mindset. It's a mindset. What do I mean by it's a mindset? Sal. That's exactly right, Sal. It's them deciding we know what's best for you. And we will control and manipulate your behavior by increasing or decreasing the cost. Anybody have any idea, by the way, why a pack of smokes in Kentucky is less than $5 and Chicago is 13? Can we get your brains moving? Exactly. Yeah, Kentucky is a tobacco growing state. A tobacco, they grow a ton of tobacco in Kentucky. And so in a tobacco growing state, do you think that the local government is going to tax the pieces out of tobacco? Why not?
You want to make the money.
Why not? Why would the local government or the state government tax it? Chicago does too? Yes, but why else? Keep that thought going because you're on the right track.
Chicago would have to do something for the transportation use because of that number of concerns.
No, the Chicago is not The tax has nothing to do with the cost of delivery of the merchandise. The tax is over and above what the manufacturer charges. It's not, the city of Chicago is not supplementing anything.
If the price goes up on a major product in Kentucky, then they won't get reelected.
They won't get reelected, exactly. If you're a tobacco farmer, and you're a tobacco farmer, and you're a tobacco farmer, and I'm the politician that's saying, let's tax tobacco more, you're going to vote for me? No. But in Chicago, since nobody's a tobacco farmer, they don't care. See the mindset there? I'm helping you think like an adult, whether you like it or not. I'm trying to move you into adulthood, where you think like an adult. Next slide. Here's one. You want a driver's license? It's not free. You gotta pay for it. You know what that is? It's a tax. You wanna get a new one? You gotta pay for it. It's called a renewal fee. It's a tax. Next slide. Here's the most recent one in North Carolina. It's called personal property tax. So not only do I pay the initial HUT, HUT tax, when I buy my vehicle, we said that was $1,500, do you remember that? I paid that out the door. Now, Mr. Adams, I own this hunk of metal, and they know that I own this hunk of metal, and they tax me for owning it every single year. It's called a personal property tax. And they tax my cars, my trucks, my boats, my lawnmowers, everything that I have. I have to itemize it and list it out. And if they find out I don't report it, I can be arrested and jailed. Now the way they collect your money, in this case, is the registration form. Next time you're in mom and dad's car and you really want to be an adult and think like an adult and act like an adult and be able to communicate like an adult, pull out the registration form, look at it, and you'll see the amount of money, like it is right here, that says prop tax, and in that case, it's $100 and some. If you have a newer vehicle, it's going to probably be in the neighborhood of $400. $400. And don't they want that every single year? And the way they collect it is you can't renew your registration unless you pay it. They are getting to be masterful and figure out how to get your money from your wallet into their pocketbook. Next slide. So that was the personal property tax. Cars, boats, equipment, homes, real estate, everything that you own, they want something of it. Next slide. Next slide. Here's one. This home was for sale in the city of Fayetteville at $125,000. It's a medium-sized home. It's just average. The property tax on this home annually, if you decide to buy it, will be $1,500. Or $127 a month. Every single month that you own this home. And if the value of the home goes up because you make improvements, let's say you remodel the master bathroom's master bedroom's bathroom. That's a great home improvement. Let's say that you put in granite countertops into your kitchen and really make it nice. Or let's say you add a sun porch to the back of it and improve the square footage. They will have to, you'll have to get a permit for that, a permit to do that. When you go and apply for your permit, they'll notify the home estimation value census section of the city government, and Jack, they'll know that you're making an improvement. They'll up the value of your home based on the improvement and increase your taxes. You have no idea that you become an adult. The thousands of dollars a year you will pay in taxes. And again, why am I telling you this? Because most of you will not vote. Most of you will not vote. And since you won't vote, you won't have any input on who gets elected at the city and at the state government. And we haven't talked about federal right now. We're not even federal. Everything we've talked about so far has been the city of Fayetteville and the state of North Carolina. The local tax on property is decided in the city of Fayetteville, not the state government. The mayor and the city council, they decide this. You know what we do? We just pay it. Next slide.
Now, what's all this money paid for? Because we haven't got the federal yet, remember? So far, all we've talked about is local and what?
State. Local and state. What's all this paid for? Let's go over. What is all this paid for? All right, roads. We said roads. Very good. What else? That's it.
Public schools.
Public schools. What else?
Trash.
Trash, right. Okay. The guy that comes and picks it up. Next. What else?
What? I heard something. Parks. Parks and recreation. What else?
Emergency services.
Yes, emergency services. The fire department. The police department.
Welfare.
Yes. Yeah. We're gonna show you that in just a minute. You said welfare. There's welfare at the state level and there's welfare at the federal level. Both. Anyone else? Not at the local level. At the state level, you pay for the National Guard, and you pay for the state troopers, and you pay for the correction, you know, the jails, the prisons. All right, next slide. So here's our local services. This is the city of Fayetteville. Police, sheriff, fire department, education, trash, parks, elections, all the administrators, code enforcement, all that's your local taxes. Next slide. Next slide. How else does the state of North Carolina collect taxes? We already went over sales. That was 4.75%. That was sales. How else does the state of North Carolina collect taxes?
Tickets.
Tickets, certainly. Fees, yep. Fines. But how else? What's the other major source? What's that? Yeah, from your wages. Exactly. From your wages. From your wages. The state of North Carolina's budget is about $22 billion. $5 billion of that comes from sales tax. $5 billion. Leaving a deficit of about $17 billion. That comes out of your paycheck when you work in the state of North Carolina. Next slide. Next, please. Next.
Here is a pay stub. Typical pay stub. At the very top of our pay stub, we have federal income tax, next we have Social Security, next we have Medicare, and then we'll notice that we have two taxes if we live in the state of North California,
an income tax and a state disability tax. Do you see it right there? This earner made $1,538. That was his gross income. Of that $1,500, his net pay is substantially less. You see, he had $300 in taxes. Of that taxes, $56 was local. Elbow him or do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. $56. And that's coming out of your paycheck every single time you work. Every week, every bi-weekly, monthly, however you work. It's coming out of your paycheck. Next slide. So the state budget is $22 billion. Next. And here's the breakdown. Here's a pie chart for you, just so you have a general understanding, so you're not one of the stupid Americans. 24%, or a quarter of that $22 billion, goes for the elementary, the middle school, and the high schools that students in Cumberland County attend. Now, what do you think your parents think when 25% goes to that and you're here? What do you think they think? What's that?
I've heard sometimes that before, like it's not exactly useful to us, especially if you don't go there.
Yeah. 25% of the North Carolina budget goes for K-5 through 12th grade education, and your parents do not have you educated there. They pay over and on top of that with the private school here. 25%, a quarter of it. Let's look at the next largest chunk. You see it? It's 30%. Can anyone see what that is? It's Medicaid. It's welfare. It's assistance. It's assistance. Now, there are two ways to think about this from a Christian perspective. Can we talk about that? What are the two ways? Give me one of the ways you think we should talk about this from a Christian perspective. 30% of the state budget goes to Medicaid. Now, that's money that's going to pay for hospitalization of primarily women and children who are in poverty. So what are the two ways that a Christian should be thinking about this? At least two ways. What's one of them, Jonah?
One of them is we are supposed to be helping people in need.
That's right. That's our Mark chapter 12, verse 31.
What's it say? Anybody? For a Mountain Dew or Snickers? Mark, don't look it up from your memory because you know your Bible, because you're students of the Bible, because it's an important text. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. Yes. Can you tell me what verse 30 is?
First year's parents.
Yes, and that is what?
Right,
very good. So come see me for a Mountain Dew. I just restocked up the refrigerator. So 30 cents of every dollar, 30 cents of every dollar goes to what? Medicaid. And I am supposed to love my neighbor as myself. And so if you're blessed and you're wealthy, then should you begrudge that? If you're blessed and you're wealthy, should you begrudge that?
No.
So then what do you want done well with that 30 cents? What? Yeah, I want it managed right. I want them to be good stewards of it. I want it spent well. Now, I said 30% or 30 cents, but remember, we're talking about $22 billion. Billion. So 30% of $22 billion is almost $7 billion a year. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So you know what I really want to do? I want to help those people who truly need to be helped. But I don't want people ripping off the system. Do you know what I mean by ripping off the system?
Being lazy, collecting stuff.
Right.
Checking
up. Here's the typical thing that you have happening. You must learn this. I'm insisting that you learn this. Pushing you into adulthood. You have lots of people that are earning money in the state of North Carolina under the table. What do we mean by under the table? Time. What?
Okay.
Not regulated, not reported. So that they still qualify for the Medicaid, they live under the treble, but they actually make enough money to where they should be paying taxes and don't qualify. But everything that they make is not paid in a payroll system, it's paid in cash, under the table. They're hustling the system. And if you're a legitimate student, or a legitimate taxpayer, or a legitimate adult, you don't want people hustling the system. Do you want to help the elderly that can't help themselves, from a Christian perspective? Yes. Do you want to help orphans and people who are truly in need? Yes. But the problem is, there's a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse. People who are able bodies don't go to work. From a Christian perspective, I'm concerned about that. Next slide. Now here's the lie. This is where you really start paying some taxes. Crazy percentages. The state of North Carolina's tax on your income is about 5.5%. It's a flat tax. It doesn't matter whether you make $100,000 a year or whether you make $10,000 a year, you're going to pay 5%. The federal government's not like that at all. It's staggered. It's staggered. So that the more you make, the more you pay. Now, what do we think about that? The more you make, the more you pay. Do we like that idea or not? Why not? From a Christian perspective, you're unbelievably blessed. Why aren't you giving more? What's that? Okay.
You're still giving more because you're more money you have to pay.
All right, so you say that if I make $100,000 and the tax rate is 10%, I gave $1,000. And if I make $10,000 and it's 10%, then it was $100 or $1,000. $1,000 and $10,000. There's my numbers. I'm not a math guy. $1,000 and $10,000. Okay? But that's not how it works. If I make $10,000, it might be 10%, thus $1,000. If I make $100,000, it's probably more like 31%. Thus $31,000. Next slide. What's the name of the agency that does this over on this side? What's the name?
South.
What's that? Yeah, Internal Revenue Service. It's the IRS. If you didn't know that answer, you're stupid. I don't know how to say it. By this time of your age, you ought to be able to know that simple answer, the IRS. and they live to collect taxes. And their power is incredible. How powerful are we talking about? So powerful, Jacob, that they can go into your bank account and take the money they want. They can seize your personal property. They can lock your bank accounts down. If they find out that you're not paying your taxes and that you owe them government and you owe them money, you go to the ATM machine and you can't access your money. They are an unbelievably powerful agency. And who gives them their authority or limits their authority? Who does that? Tell me. For a Mountain Dew, who, if be very specific, who tells them their authority? I don't want to hear we do. I said be very specific, because you don't. What'd you say? No. Which part?
House.
The House of Representatives, right. The House of Representatives is the entity that has the most power to determine the limits that the IRS has and what they do and can't do. And it's huge. Next slide. So let's go back to our pay stub. We're looking at our pay stub again. And let me remind you that the top three numbers, federal income tax, Social Security, and Medicare, are all at the federal level. All three of those numbers. So this person paid $132, add another $95, and we're at $227, add another $22, and we're at $250 out of one paycheck. Gone, gone, gone. And the bottom two lines, Social Security and Medicare, are never coming back. You're not getting that money back. That is, you're paying it. And when you file taxes at the end of the year, you're not getting a penny of that back. Not a penny. That's welfare. That's Social Security. Now let's talk about the distinction between the two of them. We talked about Medicaid at the state level. This is Medicare. One's a state program, one's a federal program. They do basically the same thing. Take care of women, infants, people in need. Let's go to the middle one, Social Security. What is that all about? Do they have Social Security in South Korea?
Yes, sir.
Yes? Thank you. I need an American to tell me when I got a room full of South Koreans, and I need an American to tell me that. That's about pitiful.
We have to pay over there.
Okay. What is Social Security? Someone, demonstrate your intelligence. Put your hand down, please. Someone else, demonstrate that you're not one of the stupid high school students that don't know anything, and tell me what Social Security is. Todd. What? Social Security is your identity.
No.
No. Your identity is a male born.
No.
Okay? That's your identity. Yeah, you are thinking of something else. I would agree with you. Kyrie.
So, is it funny that you pay the government and then when you retire you get it back in 401k?
Alright. It's not 401k, but you are on the right track. It's money that you pay into a, quote, fund. And the idea is that when you get it 62 or 65 or 70 or 72, different ages, then you can now, quote, retire and get that money back. Get that money back. Now, what's going on with Social Security and what's the problem?
The government's spending the money.
Yeah, the government's spending the money. That's exactly right. The government is spending the money. They're not putting it away. They're not putting it away. They're not setting it aside. The strong, 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 absolute probability is that none of you will collect Social Security. As young as you are, and as many years away as that is, there ain't going to be no money there for it. Now, what's the problem with Social Security? Because the theory is wonderful. What's the problem with it? What are we currently experiencing in America that's creating a problem?
People live too long.
Yes, people are living way too long. That's a giant problem. A giant problem. How is that a problem that people are living way too long? Someone else. Let everyone participate. Yeah, that's right. The longer you live, the longer you collect Social Security. So Pam's grandmother is like 98 or 99 years old.
She's been collecting since she was 62. She's almost at the point where she's been collecting longer than she worked. That's upside down. It doesn't work. Now, who are the people that are supposed to fix this problem? Who are the people that are supposed to fix this problem? Who are the people that are supposed... Why? Is this like the most difficult answer in the world? The House. The Congress. That's right. The elected officials. Now, what populace do you think votes at the largest percentage? What populace? South. That's exactly right. The old people do. They fill the voting booths up. So I'm a politician, and you elect me, am I going to take away the money that you're depending upon? And since you're the folks that are going to be paying for it, and because you don't vote, I don't really care about you. But you don't vote. You don't care what's going on. You're living your life. You're more interested in the new i6 that's coming out, iPhone 6, than you are real problems, or whatever the latest device is. But that, not that 62-year-old little lady, she writes her congressman a letter. She lets them know that she's voting. They go to the senior citizens center with a bus and load them up and take them there. I'm not exaggerating. Okay? And you're paying for it. Next slide. Here's our federal government. We looked at our state one, you remember that? Here's our federal government. Okay, there's our number. Wait on. Right there. $3,500 billion. $3 trillion. Astronomical number. And look at the thing. 25% Social Security. This is the largest whopping one right here. 24% health care. It's huge. It's a giant problem. 17% Department of Defense. And there's the others. It's huge. Next slide. Does everyone pay taxes? All right, how many of you have been working and you have had money taken out of your pay federal taxes? All right? Do you think that you pay taxes? Do you think you pay taxes?
No.
Okay, so we have a no and we have a yes.
I've seen the stuff.
You've seen the stuff, right? You've seen the stuff. You've seen it. That's right. You get it back. You get a tax refund, and you don't pay anything. And this is a colossal problem. Next slide. Right? I know you think it's fine with you, and that's why we're upside down. 45 million people will not pay any federal taxes. Now, most of that 45 million people are so ignorant that when you ask them, do you pay taxes, they'll say, yes, yes, of course, it's out of my pay stuff. But they don't understand that when they get a refund back of every penny they paid in, that they didn't pay federal taxes. But wait a minute, it gets worse. Next slide. Some even get money back they didn't pay. This is where it's craziness. So, the federal government is trying to be generous, trying to compensate you because you're in poverty, decides that yes, you paid $100 a month in taxes, that's $1,200. But because you paid so little amount of money, you actually need more money. So we're going to give you $1,500 back. You paid in $1,200 and you get a refund of $1,500. It's called earned income credit. Now, see, what's happening is the typical voter is so ignorant of all these things that they just don't care who they vote. Hey, shoot, good looking, let's vote for him. They don't think. So here we have a government that's broke. Your government is upside down. We owe China $1.45, somewhere around there, $1 trillion. We borrow from them to give to you. Does that make any sense to anyone in this room? Does that make any sense? Look, I understand that the impoverished should in fact get what they pay back. But what I can't figure out is why you get more than what you pay. Next slide. Next slide. You see how bored you are? See how you're just struggling to stay awake? You see how this is like the most boring chapel service of the year? You see how like you're just clueless? You are the typical American voter. And that's why we're where we're at. Because you'd rather watch a YouTube video of something stupid than be educated. I don't know how else to say it, but that's the reality. And so you don't vote according to the politician's platform. You don't vote according to their what they're going to do. You just make a choice. Or worse, you don't even vote. How many of you are 18? Okay, have you voted yet? You voted. All right, let's hold the hands one more time. Everyone, if you're 18, raise it up nice and high. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, you can't vote. Yep, you can vote, Jeremiah, right? Yep. 1, 2, 3, 5. And we've had one vote. It's 20%. Here we are. That's indicative of why politicians don't pay attention to young people. You have a question? Okay. What's that? Everyone has to file. It's not optional. Nope. Well, the IRS will come and punish you. Now, you're just a piddly nothing in your numbers, so they're not going to pay attention. But if it gets more, the answer is yes. Kyrie.
So you said that for the Social Security, we pay into it every month or so?
You pay into it every time you get a paycheck. It's not optional. You don't set anything. It's not optional at all. It's around 15%. Your employer pays 7.5% of it, and then you pay the other 7.5%. So if you make minimum wage, say you make minimum wage of $7.25, it actually costs your employer more than that to employ you. Because he has to pay the other 7.5%. So let's say 7% of $7 is 50 cents. So it costs your employer actually a little bit under $8 an hour because he's got to pay a disability insurance. He's got to pay a workman's comp insurance. So you're getting 7.25, but he's actually paying around 8.25 to employ you in taxes. Then you don't actually get 7.25. You get less than that. See where we're going with this? Now, are there any problems that you should be concerned about? The answer is absolutely, positively, unequivocally, yes.
Next slide.
Someone who's intelligent, explain what the word deficit means.
Money you don't have.
Deficit. What is a deficit? What's a deficit?
A debt.
What?
A debt.
A debt. What's a deficit? What's a deficit?
It's a gap.
Yeah, why don't you say it louder?
It's a gap between how much you make and how much you spend.
Right, so you receive $1,500 a month. That's what you earn. But when you do all your bills, it's $2,000. You have a $500
deficit.
All right, there's our deficit as a government. There they are. There's the chart. There's our deficits. In the year 2009, our deficit as a federal government was $1,400 billion, or $1.4 trillion, on a $3 trillion budget. What would that be like if you were running a house? It would be like your outgoing expenses being in the neighborhood of $3,000, and your incoming expenses being in the neighborhood of about $1,600. Every month, you pay out $1,400 more than you bring in. So in 2 months, you're at almost $3,000. In a year, you're at $12,000. And you just keep going to the bank and getting a loan. You just keep putting on a charge card. You just keep putting on a charge card. In 2 years, you owe $25,000 to your MasterCard. At that rate. That's where we're at. Now, politicians are trying to make little headway. See how they did that? There's your graph. They're trying to make headway.
But every time they talk about cutting Social Security, or every time they talk about cutting Medicaid, the voters who don't pay taxes but still get to vote throw a fit, and the politicians go like this. They twiddle their thumbs. They twiddle their thumbs. Next slide. Here is the deficit since 1980. See, the black line, learn to read a chart. You'll set you apart as an intelligent individual if you can actually read a chart. Most can't. The black line represents breaking even. That would be the idea of the money I took in, I spent. See where I'm going? I just broke even. I spent $1,500, I took in $1,500. Is there a deficit? No. Broke even. We actually have, during the Clinton administration, some crazy economic booms, and we have 4 years where we actually saved money. Where we took in more than we paid out. See that? That's what you want. That's how a household makes it, is when you take more money in than you spend out. That's a good year. Notice, please, all the way down there into 2009. See it? That's our crazy deficit. And then a little bit of headway, a little bit of headway. But we still have got to find in the neighborhood of $600 billion to cut just to break even. Now, what you'll typically hear is that just take it out of the Department of Defense. Okay, you would have to wipe out the entire Department of Defense in order to get $600 billion. In other words, you'd have to eliminate the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and everything to get that. The two largest components of your budget are Social Security and Medicaid. And nobody wants to touch those things. Because both of those entities get the vote. Senior citizens, Social Security, and impoverished. Now, am I suggesting for a moment that we should take away anyone's right to vote? Of course not. But what I am saying is that those who pay taxes should vote. And they don't. And they don't. The people who vote the most are the ones that feel like they're going to lose in this. You're going to take away my money, welfare, or you're going to cut my Social Security. Anyone have a question? Anyone have an intelligent question? All right, a less than intelligent question. Anyone at all? All right, we are dismissed.